Hey y'all, it's me, and welcome to Cracks, a day in life with a woman with CRPS. Today, I am going to start like a journal about my journey with the spinal cord stimulator. I am actually having the little operation. They have leads in the battery pack put in my belt to help with my pain with CRPS. I have looked into it. I have like checked all the websites. I have talked to people about it. I've heard the good, I've heard the bad. But just like with medication and everything else, I have got to try something. I have to do something. I need more in my life because it's like I'm just stuck. And I want to get out of that feeling of being stuck. I had the trial. The trial went good. The first couple of days were pretty bad, but then it started getting better. And then once I talked to my rep, who helps me, you know, control the stimulator, which is really cool because we actually have, well, he doesn't control, I would control it. It's like a little phone that you have and it has the app on it and you control your stimulator with it. So you can make the leads, you know, be at a higher level on days that you're at a higher pain level, or you can lower it on days that you don't need it at a high. So it's so cool. And this is the one that is FDA approved. So that makes me happy because all the ones in the past were not. So that adds a little bit of, you know, okay, this will be good, you know, in my head. But I mean, I am still, it's like I'm excited about it, but I'm still like so nervous. One thing, I'm having an operation. You don't know if that's going to cause your CRPS to like just flare out of control. But I'm hoping between the medication and the spinal cord stimulator that it will help anything that I may need to do, you know, help myself to be in lower pain levels. I'm also hoping with the spinal cord stimulator that I'll be able to, you know, take less or even give up some of the medication that I'm on. That would be amazing. You know, medication can be so expensive, even when you have insurance. But like my ketamine is not approved by the insurance. So I am, well, my family and I, my husband and I are paying money every month. I mean, it's like a car payment, you know, it's a lot. And, you know, that'd be great if we can either take that away or even make it less so that, you know, the payment will go down. I mean, I'm looking forward to that. And I'm looking for small little victories that I might be able to do, you know, because like I'm not able to drive. If I'm able to take the ketamine away and, you know, maybe I'll be able to sit in a vehicle for a longer period of time or even sit for a period of time. Maybe I can grow into driving short distances would bring such a huge, you know, independence in my life. And I mean, if I'm able to do that, that'd be amazing. The things that I could do, you know, whether it's just to pick up groceries or just go to the library. Oh my gosh. Or go play with the kitties and the dogs at the Second Chance shelter, animal shelter, because I signed up to be a volunteer, so I get to. I'm so excited about that. I played with the kitties the other day, and I mean, I spent 2.5 hours with them, and it did not even feel like 2.5 hours. I mean, I just played with them and petted them, and, you know, gave them the attention that they need. I mean, it was just amazing. It was amazing for me, even though I have 5 dogs at home. I can be petting them, but I don't know. It just felt good to be out knowing that I'm doing something good. But I wanted to share with y'all something that I wrote. Like I said, at the beginning of my trial, my stimulator, it was those first 2 days were like, oh my gosh, I can't. So I wanted to tell you a bit in my journal that I wrote when I had the stimulator, what a difference it made. So on November 11th, wrote, wow, what a difference. My leg was in so much pain. It was so much in so much pain that it was tight. Morning, the back of my heel was sensitive and my toes were discolored. So I text the rep, Matt, my rep's name, Matt. He calls me right back. We lower. And yes, that's what I needed. It went from 14 to 8, thank goodness. Now going off with my girly. Felt really good this morning. This is on the 12th, November 12th. I think we got a good amount done. And I get my trial spinal cord stimulator comes out on Monday. I don't want it gone. I can tell how different my body is with it. I still have to take it easy. I need to remind myself listen to my body. I just always want to do more, even before the SCS. I am ready for the permanent one. So, looking back in my journal, knowing that I'm ready, I was so happy with it during that time. This is what's making me so happy and excited about this new adventure of mine. It's a new page in my life that I'm hoping will truly be great for me. And if it turns out that it, oh well, the trial might have went good, but this is going terrible, I can always get it taken out. And that's what I tell myself. I can always get it taken out. Yes, the threat of, I guess you say, threat of having something new in your body, and then plus the surgery and different things like that, it may cause my CRPS to flare, which I think that's what it did on those first 2 days when I first had the trial, because that's why I was hurting so bad. I mean, I was miserable. Like, I was crying miserable. So, I mean, it was really, really bad. And, but it just changed. Like, it's like my body was like, oh, okay, wait a minute. This is actually helping me. So, I'm very excited to have this done. Please think of me in your thoughts, prayers, whatever you may do, that everything goes well. I'm just ready. I'm very nervous. When I think about it too much, my anxiety, goes haywire. And sometimes I think about what other people's, adventure was with a spinal cord stimulator, and sometimes I think about the bad more than the good, and I have to think about the good that it did for me. And sometimes, when you have that anxiety, you just don't make it bigger than what it should be. I need to stop thinking about that, and I think about go back in my journal, read, let myself know, hey, you got this. I mean, it worked great. So why not, you get it. At least try. Give me something that's gonna help me in the long run. So I'm excited, nervous, but excited. So thank you all for letting me do this journey with you. Please let me know, do you have a spinal cord stimulator? Do you love it? Does it bring you comfort or, different things like that? Just let me know what you think about it. Or did you have it? Did you have a terrible time with it? Let me know. It'd be interesting to hear what you have to say. So thank y'all again. All right, I'm getting ready to do this, and I'm gonna do like I said, just tell you my journey. about my new adventure. All right, y'all. I'll talk to you soon. Y'all have a beautiful day and talk to you later. Bye.